From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. China is not happy over the route taken by a U.S. Navy ship. China responded with anger today over a decision by the U.S. Defense Department to send a Navy warship to carry out what is called a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea. The U.S. William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to, quote, challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea. That according to a State Department spokesman. China responded to that with Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang telling a daily news briefing that the ship entered Chinese waters illegally and that the move threatened peace and stability in the region. Reuters reports that China scrambled jets in the area. China has built a 10,000-foot runway and other military facilities on the disputed island. Barack Obama will become the first U.S. president to visit Hiroshima in Japan later this month, but he will not apologize for the United States dropping of an atomic bomb on the city at the end of World War II. That, according to White House reports, awarded the Nobel Peace Prize early in his presidency in 2009, in part for his commitment to nuclear nonproliferation. Obama, on May 27th, will tour the site of the world's first nuclear bombing with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The White House said that the end of his last term in office, approaching in January 2017, the U.S. president will highlight his continued commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons. The visit comes as part of a May 21st to 28th swing through Asia, which will include a group of seven summit in Japan.